Yes, sir.
What do you see in that? Wait just a second. Just...
Hello?
Yes, sir.
What do you see in the schedule on our tax bill?
Well, they just completed, I guess, this morning with Fowler, didn't they?
Now, they completed with the public one.
Yeah.
Now, on the private one, they hope to finish them tomorrow or Saturday.
Well, I would think they possibly could get through, and they ought to report a bill without any amendments, what they ought to do. I'm concerned about what they may do to it just between us. On the basis of what they've done to so many bills we've sent over there. Now, this one they reported out Tuesday, I believe, had 23 amendments to it, and I think all of them are extraneous to the subject matter of the bill. That's that foreign investment tax bill. The one thing they intended to amend in the bill, they didn't do. That was this taxation of the earnings of foreign deposits in these New York banks, which Joe and I had decided we'd forego if they wanted to amend it. But I'm concerned about it now. The railroads think they've got enough folks to get an exclusion on boxcars. The airlines are making a big drive now to get themselves excluded. And I've heard some chatter that they're going to change the date for it to go into effect more nearly to the present date than the ninth that we wrote in. So I don't know. I just believe that my advice to you is that I'd get Russell down there and just, if you can do it, just lay the law down to him about it, like you do to me.
I have him down with all numbers. Please pass it as it's done.
Well, I mean, though, I'd have him by himself. I'd have him by himself for this reason. Now, Gene McCarthy told me that Russell was the one that started this business on this foreign investment tax bill. That he had to have a damn amendment on there permitting the free importation of oysters. And when he did it, well, I just broke the bars, and then everybody started offering amendments. And if he's got an amendment in mind to change that date or to provide for some exception to this, he ought to back off of it.
He hasn't ever indicated to me he hasn't
been
on the date.
Well, I know, but I talked to him. I don't think the date thing is as important as some of these exclusions, frankly. But if he gets that thing started...
Who are the leaders of the Boxcar Railroad Final Committee?
Pardon?
Who supports the Boxcar Railroad Boys on the committee?
I just don't know now, but I am told by some of their lobbyists that they've got votes, they think, carry such an amendment. And I'm telling you this because they told me this in confidence. I told them I couldn't take it in conference.
McNamara is going out tonight, Saturday night to Vietnam. And then we're all out there.
28th.
You think you'll get out
the 15th? I think we'll get out somewhere around the 20th to the 25th. I don't think there's any chance of getting out next week.
What are you going to do with the unemployment compensation?
I'm going to go to conference on it when I can get something worked out. I've got, supposed to have Willard Wirtz and Rutenberg coming in here this afternoon at 2:30 to talk about it. I'm not going to let it just hang here. If I have to go, I'm going to send it to conference, it looks like, even if I couldn't complete it. I'm not going to just leave it at the speaker's desk. But I've got to work out something to where I can tell some of our Democratic members who are on the spot about these federal standards that they can go for this. It's not a standard, and yet, through some magic, it is a standard that the labor people can claim credit for. That's what I'm trying to work out. I've got about 60 Democrats that tell me they can't win on this issue. They're going to vote with us, but they're going to be hurt in the process. It's about as hot a thing as we ever have out here in our committee.
Uh, if I get the appropriation bill then by the 15th, and they run 3-8 as the last figure shows. What should I say, and when should I say that I'm going to recommend something to fill the gap?
Right now, I meant to ask you if you would do this.
The NOA at the moment, it looks like this morning, October the 5th, that's last night, isn't it?
Yes.
$3,863,000 to $6,457,000. Now, the possible expenditure, that's the NOA, would be $3.5 to $4 billion. That's just a mess. Now, we have no idea on things. We have peace, we wouldn't have anything. If we don't have it, I'd guess it'd be 5 to 15, and I don't know where, as I told you before. But now, the big question is, I don't want to have them saying I deceive anybody. And that I try to get by election and I come out of the rabbit. Now, it may be that after we get these appropriation bills, even though I'm supposed to be gone, I guess I better arrange things the day before I go. And until then, just stand on what I have said. And then when we look at these appropriations, and I look at my reduction, and I get my net increase, and I say that I guess you better wait to get home before you say you recommend it.
Oh, absolutely, I would. And I'd do this in the meantime. I'd have Ackley check in with the president of Sears, the president of Petty, and these other big department stores that operate throughout the United States, because I'm getting reports from them that their sales are dropping. Dropped in August, dropped in September under Augustine. And so far in October, they're declining. Now, I don't know what it means, but if they're not aware of it, they should have it before them as they make their economic studies.
Well, you see, he has a state speech today, Ackley.
No, I didn't.
He says, discussion recent weeks, some expressed to believe these pressures likely to relax. very nature of the case, the future of investment demand cannot be predicted with complete certainty. We in the administration have conducted a contentious and careful review. There's been alert to any signs the capital boom might be turning. There are some hopeful signs in individual cases present in the field of restraint investment. It leads some firms to review and moderate their investments, but in some instances, tight money it has an impact. The survey in June provides some hope that capital appropriations will have an alt, although the levels still far above current rates of spending. Goes into the new orders that are large backlog. Opponents of the administration have suggested the possibility that the pension may do too much slowdown. Let me concede that you get as a cost as a result of these tax measures, our productive gas capacity will be a little smaller and a little less up to date at the end of 67 than it would otherwise be. But I believe we make up this in short order after restoration of credit. With a healthier and better place full of investment goods. Some who raise the capacity issue have not recognized most areas of the economy is skilled labor rather than capital goods is the basic limiting factor. A project which offers unusually large and short run returns and cost reduction, capacity expansion will show a handsome profit. Projects of this type should go forward, and they will go forward without a special bonus. Anything else. The war ends. We'll have to take something. What some might view as a gloomy prospect for reduced spending in the federal budget, we in the council regard happening as a potential occasion for additional distribution of the fiscal dividend through taxes. The federal revenue system is not most intended to generate revenue that grows the economy at a much more rapid pace than normal growth of federal expenditure. I can assure you the President of Congress would like nothing better than to declare another fiscal dividend in the tradition of 62-65. In short, it costs one great time. I'm impressed the number of times in the past the fiscal policy of Congress trade by addressing not the immediate problems of the hypothetical. I place my confidence in the demonstrated strength of this marvelous production of economy and growing capacity of government based on the growing understanding of American. I'm not only an optimist, but I'm optimistic to continue steady and vigorous growth for the economy in the years ahead. He says, I am off for New York and do not plan to return till Monday. I'm the featured speaker at the National Industrial Conference Board's Economic Outlook Conference, this is 67. A copy of my remarks is attached. Joe Fowler's read the critical passages in draft. There are no booby traps. Art Okin will be in charge in my absence. You know Okin?
Yes, it is.
He's capable of succeeding accurately if something ever happens to Akron.
I don't know that much about him.
What? Okin, Gooseberry, and those fellows.
I know both of them, but I just don't know too much about the qualifications of them. I know more about Gooseberry in that respect.
I'm going to have a press conference there. I just want to sit with you. Before I did, my guess is I'll just say that I'm waiting for two things, appropriation bill and Vietnam estimate. As soon as there's anything on it, I hope before the election, I plan to confer with the speaker and you.
All right, and you also, I would reiterate what I have said. I'm certainly going to take such action as those developments indicate ought to be taken to preserve whatever you want to say.
All right, then. That's just what I did, you know, in my message.
I know it, but I just keep reiterating it if I were you.
I received these bills and these estimates. I'll review federal expenditures. We intend to reduce these expenditures, and when the Congress votes for add-ons, they must bear in mind each vote increase in budget will likely require a vote to increase the revenue.
Yeah.
The administration is prepared to recommend whatever action is necessary to maintain stable growth and prosperity for the past 5.5 years.
That's what I continue to say.
All right, now then, if the tax bill, if the tax bill, it becomes necessary,